Good morning, everyone. This is Sal. Sally, hope you all are doing well. Today is December 31st, Friday, 2021. It's the last day of the year, and I hope you all are having a good day as we sit back and reflect on 2021 and think about starting the new year. I'd like to speak to you about what weeds are growing in your life. You know, this is a really important topic, and I'd like to frame this short discussion over analogy of my garden in the backyard. So we have a nice garden growing where we have quite a few fruits, vegetables, plants, flowers, and trees and shrubs. And I have to tend to the garden regularly to take out the weeds that are growing in the flower beds. And if you don't do that, they are going to interfere with the growth of the real fruit and vegetables and flowers and trees. In the same way, there are weeds in our life that we have to address and identify and then pull out so that they make space for the right things in our life and give room for the priorities to flourish and grow. So what do I mean by these weeds, and what kind of weeds am I talking about in our real life? Weeds could be anything that is stopping a balanced and prosperous life. It could be negative relationships. It could be toxic people. It could be stresses in your life, whether it's work, career, acquaintances, negativity, pessimism, and a whole host of other behaviors and attitudes. If we don't handle the weeds and remove them, then they are going to suppress the good plants and the good fruit from growing in the vine. What are the good plants? The good plants are joy, laughter, health, balance, abundance. If we don't identify the weeds and remove them, then ultimately they will overtake our life and suppress all the positive things that could have sprouted and grown. Bottom line is, we need to, one, recognize that we all have weeds, and if we don't check them, they're going to continue to grow and propagate. Number two, once we've identified the weeds, we need to remove them and throw them out. Otherwise, it does nobody any good if they continue to just stay there, because they will not just stay there, they will multiply and expand. So after we've identified them, we need to take action to remove them from our life. And then the third part is, you need to put the right soil and water and nutrients in the areas that you want to grow and flourish. Those could be from the standpoint of work or your personal life, good friends, advice, happiness, positivity, creativity, and action orientation, and laughter. It is so important to have quality friends and relationships that you can laugh with. You have a choice. It's your life, and you can choose to spend time with whomever you think is appropriate. If you want your life to be negative, then let the weeds grow, and that's going to color your lens and impact you accordingly. If you want your life to be positive, limit your time with the folks that bring you down. Limit the time with the people that are toxic and negative and are always talking about doom and gloom. The weeds will grow. Question is, in whose garden are they growing? Yours or somebody else's? This is Sal. Sally, hope you have enjoyed this podcast, and I wish all of you a very happy 2022. Please be safe, have fun, enjoy, and laugh. Thanks.